7:21 on a Monday morning. Joining us now, bright and early on a Monday, it's good friend Don Pavic. Good morning, Don.
Hey, good morning, Jeff. Great to be here.
Yeah, thanks. Thank you so much for getting up early on a Monday morning and coming in. You have, you've got a big weekend coming up. You and a lot of other people have a big weekend coming up.
But, yeah, we sure do. But first off, I got to give Bob Matheson a little dig. What was he trying to pull with that weather forecast? That is not what we're looking for. I've got two pastors at Bethel, Pastor Phil and Pastor Inger. They've been praying for a long time, and they've assured me we're going to have good weather. So I'm hoping that Bob is a little out in left field.
No, it's just a change. He's just the messenger. Don't blame Bob.
Yeah,
and Bob's at home saying, I'm just the messenger. Jeff, tell him I'm just the messenger.
I know. He does a great job, though, Jeff. You're lucky to have him.
We are.
Yeah. This is a biggie of them all. We're moving Mall of America South down to Bethel Church. We are having our annual garage sale, which we have on pause for the last 2 years due to COVID. This is our 25th garage sale, and Bonnie and I have been involved, believe it or not, in all of them.
Wow.
So it's pretty fun. But anyway, it's going to be on this weekend, Friday the 13th, 7 a.m. to 6 p.m., and then Saturday, May 14th, 8 a.m. to noon. And Saturday at 10 o'clock in the morning, we have a bag sale, $5 bag sale. But we are featuring items like men's and women's clothing, children's clothing, infants' clothing, household items, electrical appliances, collectibles and antiques, furniture, garage and lawn items. And we also are having a bake sale both days. And it's just a great social event. I so look forward to it because I don't like talking to many people. But it's so great to see all the town people come out. And this is a fundraiser where the money goes back into the community. You know, everything we make. But at Bethel, we consider it more of a spiritual social moment where we get together. We set up yesterday afternoon. We had 17 people show up to do setup. And starting this morning, people will start bringing in their treasures, and we will be full. You know,
for our listeners out there who've never been to one of the garage sales at Bethel, can you give us an idea of the scale and scope of this?
Well, it's
pretty big.
It's huge. I mean, our whole CLC, which is a room of I suppose about a over 1,000 square feet. That'll have about 25 tables set up with all sorts of dishes and appliance things and, you know, just little knick-knack items. There'll be quilts and bedding in one area. We have one whole area that's got sporting goods and tools. We have another area that's got books, lamps. We have another area for the little kids' clothing that Julie Jenkinson takes care of. For the little older kids, Bonnie Johnson takes care of that area. We have people assigned to various areas. And then we have the big main, the old sanctuary is full of clothes. Now, if you want to find a wild jersey, you'll probably find one there. I know a person that bought a Viking jacket there 1 year for $5. So, and shoes and sporting goods, bikes, lawn equipment. And we try to assure that everything is going to work. I mean, we insist that people bring in things that work. We don't want junk. It's not a junk sale. So,
and that now, are you taking donations for that now, or is it all just the church congregation that's bringing that, or can anybody else bring stuff in?
Well, I because I know quite a few people, I've had several people that ask me to. I also pick up stuff, so I'm gonna start this morning, and I've got about 18 locations of people that, you know, they may be shut-ins or whatever, they can't get their treasures to the church. So we line up a group of people They go out and pick them up. But most of the stuff, or most of the treasures come from Bethel members, which is pretty special.
Yeah, it is. It is. And that's I've been to that sale before, and it's, the scale of it is just it's amazing. You, there's something for everyone in there. So, folks, you can stop on by. When is Friday starting at 7 o'clock, did you say?
Yes, Friday at 7 a.m. And believe it or not, there'll be people lined up outside the church. It's pretty amazing. There'll be lots of people around. And we hope, being that we've been on a two-year pause, people used to look forward to it. And so we hope that everybody will come out and join. And join. Yesterday I promoted at our church services. I said it's a day, a weekend of fun. We want to have fun with this. COVID's taken over, and in my world, I don't want to think about COVID.
It's been a couple of years since you've been there. And once again, one of the great things about any gathering like that is that you see so many people and you talk to them, and it's just a wonderful weekend.
I look forward to the same people. I've never been a garage sailor myself, but it looks same people seem to come by and always, hey, how you doing? And what's your deal today? And I would say, we negotiate, but remember, this money's kind of going to God. We don't need to really negotiate too much.
Now, that's Friday and Saturday. Then Sunday we have Set and Dubai.
Yes.
It's coming up, it's that time of year already.
The old historic Trinium Church is hosting the Set and Dubai celebration. Out at on Garfield Avenue by Lonsdale, and it starts at 2 o'clock. And this year we have a kind of a famous entertainment. They're called I can't say the word, Jeff. Trabalum, a Scandinavian string band. And there'll be Norwegian delicacies and a lot of food and fun and. You know, for all of our Norwegian friends like Jeff Johnson, there'll be a lot of Halversons and Mickelsons and Johnsons. But anyway, come on out and join us, and it's a fun, fun day.
Yeah, and that's kind of gets to what I was saying before. It's the social event, the socialness of it. You get to see people that, especially now after a couple of years of a pandemic, you might not have seen for a while. And and so get out and enjoy yourself.
Yeah, I agree. We invite all of our Northfield friends, and you know, KYMN does such a great job in promoting all these events that happen in Northfield. And through COVID, I just can't imagine what you've had to go through, because there's been cancellations all over the place, and various opinions on what should be and shouldn't be done, and it's been hard for people.
Yeah, it definitely has. There's no doubt about it. But we've got some, hopefully we'll have some good weather this weekend. It'll clear up, and we'll have some nice warm summer-like temps, and we'll be able to have a real good time with the garage sale and the Set and Dubai celebration. Don, thank you so much for coming in.
Jeff, you are the best. Thank you so much. SKYM is the best.
Thank you. Don Pavic. Once again, the garage sale at Bethel is coming up Friday and Saturday, and Set and Dubai is Sunday, and that's at the Old Tranchum Church.